The Oregon School Activities Association welcomes you to this broadcast of an OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tire State Championship event. U.S. Bank is proud to celebrate its 31st year of supporting OSAA state championships. Les Schwab Tire is celebrating more than 55 years of pride in performance. We hope you enjoy today's championship event.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to tonight's OSAA 3A Boys State Championship first round basketball game from Amity High School, where your Amity Warriors are taking on the Rainier Columbians. The Columbians come into this as the 15th seed facing the second seeded Warriors. And this should be an interesting contrasted matchup tonight. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We've got a short interview we're going to play with Justin Amaya, the head coach of the boys team here. And we're also going to have a special guest here in just a couple of minutes, one Chris Morris. And some of you out there may know who Chris is. If you don't, you will find out very quickly that this is a very special basketball season for Mrs. Morris, and we will tell you why and give her a chance to talk to you and share that with you a little bit. Warriors come into this game coming off a very, very tough overtime loss against the Dayton Pirates at Districts last Saturday night. That game went to overtime where the Warriors lost it 54-50. It was a 50-all game, and the Pirates scored the last 4 points, one basket, and a couple of free throws down the stretch there in overtime. But a game that really didn't mean a lot in terms of seeding. Had the Warriors won, they would have been the one seed instead of the two seed, and the team simply would have flip-flopped sides of the bracket. Now, if you're interested in seeing the bracket for the boys or the girls, of course, the Amity girls won last night, and they're headed down to Coos Bay for a game next Thursday. If the boys win tonight, they'll also be playing Thursday. You can go to osaa.org, and then you can go to basketball and go to the brackets, and you can see on the top part of the bracket, it shows what happens when a team wins on the lower part. So the bottom part of the bracket shows the first round matchups, and we've got Amity and Rainier down there, and the winner of this game will take on the winner of Portland Adventist and Harrisburg, who are playing tonight at 7 o'clock also. So later this evening, you should be able to get on and see scores from there. There's already one score that's in. Colton and Nyssa played earlier today, and Colton knocked off Nyssa at Nyssa 63-42. Colton came in as the 9 seed. Nyssa as the 8 seed got to host the game, and Colton just put the hammer down on him. And so the Warriors are playing tonight for an opportunity to go down to Coos Bay next Wednesday. If they win tonight, they will play at 8:15 p.m. at Marshfield High School in Coos Bay. The girls are going to be playing at 6:30 at North Bend High School on Wednesday. So back-to-back games but different schools, which makes the transportation between them pretty easy. But first things first, the Warriors need to settle down and take care of business here tonight. And so what we're going to do right now is we're going to take you to a, as soon as I get my stuff together here, we're going to take you to a interview with Coach Amaya. Justin and I had a chance to sit down and talk a little bit here before the game. And he had some interesting things to say about the contrasting styles between the two teams. So we're going to take you to that right now. It's about 3 minutes long, and after that, we will get things set up for our interview with Chris Morris. So here we are, interview with Coach Amaya. All right, this is Jeff Clark, and I'm here with Coach Justin Amaya. We're pregame right now before the Amity Rainier Columbian game here at Amity High School tonight. And Coach, wanted to get your thoughts on tonight's game and on the Columbians. What do you know about them? What do you expect out of them?
Well, I expect them, first of all, what I know about them is they're going to be a real physical team. From the sounds of it, talking with a lot of coaches from both their league and teams they played in preseason, they're very similar to the style that Taft plays, but they play like Willamina. So what that means for the viewers at home, they're going to play really hard, but they might push the gray area. They might push the gray area when it comes to, I don't want to say dirty, but they're going to push that ground.
It can be a really physical game. Yes. You anticipate?
Very physical. It's going to be gray. That's all I'm going to say about that. And going along with that, if you look at their wins and their losses, they win a lot of games at home, and they lose a lot on the road. And that kind of goes with their style of play. Teams mm-hmm. that play that style,
right.
you tend to get away with it at home
yeah.
because your home officials will allow you to play
right.
that way. And then on the yeah. road, the officials don't put up with that kind of basketball.
Yeah.
So.
So what's your approach tonight? Defensively, what do you expect out of them? How do you attack that?
They are real simple and plain, and I don't want to say boring, but they'll play man-to-man straight up. They'll pick up full courts, and then they will also run flex as their motion offense. Real simple, flex nonstop. They'll do a couple little quick hitters out of it, but they are very plain in their offense.
Are they trying to pound the ball inside, or are they taking outside shots mainly?
Well, they have a couple of decent shooters. Number 33 and number 5 tend to get all of their outside shots, design plays out of inbounds, quick hitters. But then they have number 2, who supposedly is 6'4", 6'5". I haven't seen him in person yet. He's a slasher. He's an okay shooter. And they have another 6'4", 6'5" kid, number 13. He's their Charles type, Derek's type player.
Going to do the dirty work.
Really physical, but he has really good footwork around the basket, and he loves the drop step and use the backboard.
Okay.
So they are what they are, and those are the type of teams that, to be honest, are kind of scary because you know exactly what they're going to do.
Right.
And you just hope your kids can match that style of physicality. And when I say that, we want to still stay within our style of basketball. We want to push the ball. We want to try to get the scores in the 70s. If it's in the 40s, it's going to benefit them. If it's
sure.
in the 70s, we're going to win tonight.
Sure.
They don't have one kid that's going to score 20. They count on about 4 or 5 kids that are going to score between 7 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And any given night, it could be a different kid.
Right.
Their point guard, though, is a lot like Colby, number 4. Very physical. Does a great job. He's their floor general. Can handle the ball. Probably a little bit better than Colby, but Colby's a better defender. It's going to be a fun matchup. That's going to be the matchup of the night, I think, is Colby versus their number 4 point guard.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight. And hopefully we get out of here with a win tonight and we head down to Coos Bay.
Sounds good.
So that was Coach Justin Amaya. And you can hear that this is kind of an unknown product a little bit in terms of how Rainier is going to play. He's watched some tape on him. This is not a team that he scouted at any time during the year. I had no idea that, of course, you're going to be matched up against somebody like this in the playoffs. But that's, from some watching tape and talking to some other coaches, he's got a pretty good idea what they're going to bring. But it really kind of just depends on how well they execute and how well our defense steps up and our offense executes on our end of the floor. And honestly, that is something that night in, night out is what Coach Amaya is going to preach at his players is, look, we need to come out. We need to play our game. Talked with Coach Scott Nelson before the game, also just off the mic a little bit. And really, he said, this is all about us. It's all about whether or not our boys come out and do what we've practiced and execute. If we do, we win this game. If we don't, we've got a fight on our hands. And so it's one of those things where clearly the Warriors are the more talented team basketball-wise. We're on our home floor and should win this game. And so that puts a little pressure on you when you know you're supposed to win. And so we'll see if they can come out relaxed and execute the way they're supposed to. We're going to take a quick break right now and send this to a commercial for about a minute here, and then we're going to come back and talk with Chris Morris, a retired Amity teacher, about what's special for her tonight. You're listening to KLYC 1260 AM, McMinnville. This is Warrior Basketball.
Are you looking for good old-fashioned mouth-watering barbecue? Head for Uncle Jack's Barbecue in Amity. This is real barbecue. Everything is smoked right on location, and everything is special, right down to the peanut shells on the floor. And if you don't know what that means, then you definitely need to head to Amity and Uncle Jack's Barbecue. Uncle Jack's Barbecue serves lunch and dinner and also has takeout and catering. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday until 8, and they're closed on Sunday. No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget.
Amcraft Cabinets, 1015 Northeast Alpine Avenue, McMinnville. Call them at 503-472-0318.
Warrior Basketball, this is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School. And now I am joined by a very special guest, one Chris Morris. Chris is a retired teacher here from Amity, but her roots go much deeper than that. Chris, how far back exactly do your roots as an Amitonian go?
Well, I was born and raised in Amity on a farm out of the city a few miles. And so I attended all of my educational years at Amity Elementary, middle, and high school. And that was a long, long time ago.
We don't have to talk of years. We can just say a long time ago.
And then I went into education and always loved working with kids and taught a few other places, but eventually came around to coming back to Amity and spending most of my career here.
So why is this team in particular special to you?
Well, I had a lot of these students as first graders. In fact, pretty close, if not the last year of before I retired. And talk about, you know, as an educator, you see when children are very young, they're going to be strong all the way through school. And this class was very special, not only academically, but also athletically and leadership-wise. And they're just a really special group. I'm still close to quite a few of them, and it's been a real treat to watch them go
now,
through the system.
Now, I don't want to pin you down here, but did you have some of their parents also as kids?
Actually, I did. Yeah, I hate to admit that. And so maybe don't ask me my age.
We won't do that. But
yeah, I may have had some of their grandparents.
I doubt that, but needless to say, obviously your connection with Amity School District and the community goes way back. You and your husband are here at almost every home game whenever you're in town. I know you make it here whenever possible, and he obviously grew up here also. I think he graduated in 67, and we'll just kind of leave it at that.
I was a year behind.
And he also was an employee here and worked as a athletic director and I think vice principal, maybe just athletic director?
Athletic director, health and PE teacher.
Okay. And continues to be on our Hall of Fame committee, and so it's just great having you guys here, and we appreciate your connection with our basketball team and our community. I know you guys will be loud and proud tonight, and are you headed down to Coos Bay?
We are.
All right.
Got our reservations about a month ago, so we're looking forward to going down there.
Excellent. Well, Chris, thank you for joining us, and I hope we get to have a fun game tonight.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break now and throw this to commercial, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the starting lineups. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 McMinnville.
Transitions in life. Sometimes it's difficult. One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy and Son is there for you, a trusted friend for five generations in Yamhill County. At that time, you will have lots of questions, and you need someone to walk with you every step of the way. Burial or cremation, and a myriad of options. Let Macy and Son walk that journey with you. Macy and Son McMinnville, five generations helping with funeral and family needs.
At Country Financial, we know you worry about protecting the people you love. Your wife.
Hi, honey.
Your children.
Dad, let's play catch.
It's why Country Financial representatives want to know who you care the most about and work hard to help you protect your family tree. Because as it grows, we'll be here with life insurance that can help you plan so that every branch can own their future. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Contact your local financial representative, Tim Harzma, at 503-565-2043.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
We play your favorites. KLYC, McMinnville, Newburgh.
Forecast, we can expect a slight chance of rain this evening, low about 45 degrees.
Warrior Basketball bringing you this first round 3A Boys State Basketball Tournament matchup here between your Amity Warriors and the visiting Rainier Columbians. Rainier being introduced right now. They're going to start number four, Casey Tripp, a senior guard. Number 13, Patrick Hansen, a junior forward. Number 10, Alec Earls, a junior guard. Dawson Carr, a sophomore forward, and Cayman Ray, a sophomore guard. Warriors will start their seniors tonight. It'll be Colby Graham, a 5'7 senior, Colton Rohde, a 6'3 wing. Graham playing the guard position at 5'7. Lance Nelson, a 6'6 wing. Charles Weigert, a 6'3 post. And Jamie Stoll, a 6'3 wing. And I know the boys are excited to get that Saturday night loss against Dayton out of their minds, get that taste out of their mouth, and come out firing on all cylinders, hopefully in the first quarter. It's red, white, and blue night tonight. The student leadership group fired up that theme, and we have some great costumes going. The best costume of the night, though, belongs to Reg McShane, the girls' basketball coach. Reg has a young man playing in this game, a son, Devin McShane, a junior. And he is all decked out, complete with a red, white, and blue headgear, kind of fake Uncle Sam top hat thing going. And he even dyed his mustache red and blue. The white is in there naturally. So if you know Reg, you know what I'm talking about. And we are just about ready to tip off here with some exciting 3A Boys Championship action. We want to thank all of the sponsors of Amity Warrior on KLYC Radio. I want to thank Uncle Jack's Barbecue, Amcraft Cabinets, Country Financial Insurance, Davis and Auto Parts, Mac Pack and Ship, and Macy and Son. Thank you for your support of Amity Athletics. We are just about ready to tip off. It's going to be Hansen jumping center against Nelson. And the crowd is on their feet making some noise here. The ball is up and easily won. Tapped over to Graham. Graham knocked away from behind. He chases it down the left corner and finally gets it. Now swings it out top to Nelson. Nelson over to Graham. Man-to-man defense, as Coach Amaya predicted. Graham working on guard there. Gets it to Rohde. Rohde right wing. Throws it out of bounds. Thought that Graham was going to pop out, and he didn't. Cayman Ray is the guard that was working on Graham there defensively. Point guard is going to be Alec Earls, it looks like, and Ray going to handle the ball. They throw it down in the corner to Hansen. Hansen cross court to Tripp. Tripp finds Ray going down the middle. His pass gets out to number two, Carr, and the shot taken by Earls. He misses, and Hansen with the rebound, and they reset. Tripp out on top. Working the right side of the key now. Bounce pass over to Carr. Carr down in the left corner. And they swing it back out on top to Earls. Earls sets it back up to Carr. Carr hands it to Tripp, and they'll reset their offense. Warriors in a 1-3-1. Yeah, kind of a 1-2-2 defense a little bit. Now it looks like a 1-3-1. They're kind of morphing a little bit. Ball over in the corner. Three-point attempt there is good by Cayman Ray, one of their point guards. They've run a couple of two-guard offense. They both handle the ball interchangeably, it looks like. Nelson penetrates to the foul line, goes out to Stole short on the three-pointer. Looked a little tight there on the rebound by Ray. Ray gets it across half court. Nelson meets him there, and he pulls up his dribble, swings it left side to Carr. Carr now out by the center circle. Back over to Ray, looks at another three. He's feeling it after that first one. Way long on this one, and the ball chased down by Carr, and then saved. It's going to be an over and back. Hansen crossed into backcourt to get it, and the official says there was no tip on it. The Columbian coach looking for a tip ball on that. That coach is Kerry Gray for the Columbians. He wanted a tip and said it shouldn't be over and back. Official says, nope, that's what it is. And so the Warriors inbound. Rohde with the ball, working to the right side. Now picks up his dribble and hands it to Stoll. Stoll, high post to Weigert, stolen away by Carr as he tries to go back door. And there's a carry by Carr as he heads down the right side. Weigert was trying to go back door to Nelson, and Carr made a real nice play on the ball to get the steal, but then carries it as Weigert pressured him down the right side of the floor. Rohde takes the inbound, works up the right side, gets it across half court, and jersey's jerked from behind by number 10. That's Alec Earls, and he's shrugging like he doesn't know what he did, but he pulled Weigert's jersey about 2 feet behind him, hanging on to him like a dragnet back there. Stole the inbound. Is it a roadie? Roadie Earl's picking him up, and he gets it over to Graham. Now to Weigert out by the Warrior head on the right side. They get left side to Roadie. Roadie working on Earl's again, and he's slapped. And Earl's just picked up his second foul real quick. And that's going to bring a quick substitution here. It's going to get Tanner Hall into the game as Earls goes to the bench, picking up two quick fouls. Warrior basketball just to the left side of half court here, right in front of us. Graham, his pass tipped and stolen by Hansen. He was trying to go back door to Stoll, and the pass was tipped away. Tripp with the ball out on top, gets it over to Carr cross court to Ray. Ray now back over to Carr on the left side, going the corner. And the three-pointer shot up there by one of the Rainier players, and it came up way long. Graham penetrates into the lane, kicks it out left corner. Nelson for three. That one's short. And the rebound by Hall, and then his pass stolen by Nelson. Nelson backs it out a little bit. Warriors scoreless here, 5:10 to go in the first quarter. Roadie in the left corner gets it back out to Graham on the left wing. Graham starts to penetrate. Now defender falls down. He passes inside to Weigert, and Weigert scores. A little chaotic play there. Charles Weigert ends up with the bucket. 3-2 Rainier. Tripp brings it up the middle of the floor. Bounce pass baseline to Hansen. Hansen's going to be fouled as he goes up for a shot. Graham tried to cut him off on the baseline. He slipped. Weigert slid down there to try to prevent the basket, and he picks up the foul. Does prevent the basket. That'll put Hansen on the line to shoot two. 4:50 to go in the first quarter. It's 3-2 Columbians so far. Hansen steps to the line for his first one, and it's good. Hansen's about a 6'4", 6'5 kid. Pretty solidly built. Not overly athletic, but appears to be fairly fundamentally sound. I think that's who Coach Amaya was talking about in the pregame, that he doesn't do anything particularly special, but he doesn't make a lot of mistakes either. And he buries both free throws, and they've got a 5-2 lead on the Warriors. Graham takes it in, being pressured by Ray, gets it to Weigert. Weigert all the way to the basket, lays it up and in, and draws the foul. Charles Weigert streaking down the right side, takes the long cross-court pass from Graham, finishes right at the rim and draws the foul. It's going to be the third team foul already, and it's going to be the first on Hansen. Coach Amaya calling out what he wants defensively. Weigert rattles it, no good. Ball tipped around and pulled out of there by Tripp. Tripp pushes it up quickly. Bounce pass to Hall. Hall in the corner to Ray. Ray for three, no good. Hansen gets a rebound, blocked by Roadie right at the rim. Kicks it out to Hall, though, on the loose ball. He misses. Nelson secures the rebound. He gets it up the floor quickly to Stoll. Stoll inside to Weigert. Weigert hit hard there and knocked to the floor, and no call. Hard to believe Hansen didn't pick up a foul on that one. Weigert completely knocked out of bounds as he was trying to secure the pass. Clint Hatch into the game for Charles Weigert, and Devin McShane in for Colton Roadie. So it's Hatch, McShane, Graham, Stoll, and Nelson on the floor for the Warriors. 5-4 Columbians, 4:22 to go in the first quarter. Columbian basketball. Ray's got it. Bounce pass over to Tripp down the right side to Hall in the right corner. Hall now cross court, stolen by Nelson. If he can chase this one down, he'll have the steal. Finally, he gets to it. Little spin move, goes to the basket, tries to hit Hatch. Hatch clobbered from behind by Hansen. Ball knocked out of bounds off of Rainier. Another play where there could have been a foul called on Hansen. He definitely is a physical basketball player. He only has one so far. Could have had three pretty quick there. Graham gets it into Nelson on the left side of the key. Starts to penetrate. Little hook shot. Misses that one. Hatch battling. Stoll gets the rebound. Nope, it's loose and pulled out of there by Ray. Ray backs it out a little bit here and then walks it up down the left sideline. Now throws a long pass to Hall. Hall goes baseline. Cut off there. He comes out the other side. Gets it to Carr. Carr for three, and he hits it. He's a good-looking shooter from out there if you let him spot up. And that's what he got that time. It's 8-4 Rainier. Stoll working the right side. We're going to have an offensive foul on Jamie Stoll as he pushes off on Tripp. He had the mismatch there, and he got a little anxious. Extended that left arm, knocked Tripp to the floor. And that's going to be his first foul. He has one, and Weigert has one. Two team fouls on the Warriors. Still 8-4 Rainier. Crowd anxious to get excited here about something the Warriors are doing, but so far they haven't done much positive. Trip to Carr, left corner to Ray. Cut off there by Graham. Gets it to Tripp right down the middle. He travels. Nope, they're going to call a blocking foul. The blocking foul should have been after the travel. Tripp lost his balance as he started to go to the basket. Took an extra step, then ran into McShane. But McShane picks up the personal foul, it looks like. 13 foul on the Warriors. 3:27 to go in the first. 8-4 Rainier. And Tripp goes to the line. First one is short. Casey Tripp, not a real tall kid, maybe 5'5", 5'6", built pretty solid. Looks like he might be a defensive back or running back in football. Kind of has that look to him. Not afraid of being physical. Misses a pair. Ball is loose, pulled out of there by Carr. Carr takes a three-pointer all by himself, and he buries it. Somebody's going to have to get a hand on him. He's got 6 quick points. And they convert, make that an 11-4 game. Nelson spins at the top of the key, gets down low, and knocks down the little 8-footer on the left side of the lane there. Nelson with his first two, it's 11-6. Carr gets it across right side to Hall. Hall backs it back out to Carr. Carr's about 6'4", maybe 6'5", got some good length and has a nice outside shooting stroke. Ray in the left corner gets it to Carr all by himself for another three, and he hits it. And I'm guessing Coach Amaya is not going to put up with this for very long. They may have to go to man-to-man defense. 14-6 Rainier. Carr on fire, 3-for-3 from three-point range, and Hall gets a steal as Nelson's careless with the pass. Hall takes it in, lays it up, and we're going to have a timeout taken by the Warriors. And they have given all the momentum here away that they had to start this game. We're going to take a quick break here also. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYCAM 1260 McMinnville.
Are you looking for good old-fashioned mouth-watering barbecue? Head for Uncle Jack's Barbecue in Amity. This is real barbecue. Everything is smoked right on location, and everything is special, right down to the peanut shells on the floor. And if you don't know what that means, then you definitely need to head to Amity and Uncle Jack's Barbecue. Uncle Jack's Barbecue serves lunch and dinner and also has takeout and catering. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday until 8, and they're closed on Sunday. No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget.
Amcraft Cabinets, 1015 Northeast Alpine Avenue, McMinnville. Call them at 503-472-0318.
Basketball in the inbound. It's stolen away. Sorry about that. Had to come back a little bit late on that commercial. Warrior basketball, they get it back, though. Missed shot by Ray, and the Warriors secure the rebound. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Warriors down 10, 16-6. Stoll, top of the key, penetrates down the right side, steps back, 15-footer short. Nelson with the rebound, lays it up and in. Lance Nelson crashing the board from the corner, coming down that baseline, grab that rebound, use the angle to put it back up and in. 16-8 Rainier. Under 2 minutes now to go in the first. Tripp out top, gets it to Hall on the right side. Hall now to Carr. Carr with Nelson on him. Warriors in man-to-man defense now. Ball knocked loose. Nelson with the steal. Gets it over to Graham. Graham to the middle of the court. Leaves it for Nelson on the right side. Nelson penetrates down, pulls up. 18-footer. He's fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line. That's going to be the first on Carr. Dawson Carr, just a sophomore, I'm going to put him at about 6'3". He's standing next to Clint Hatch now. They don't have their heights listed in their program, but Carr looks to be about 6'3", but his shoulders are almost the same height as Clint. Clint's about 6'4.5". Nelson hits the first one. He's got 5 in the game so far, but long arms and good reach and a nice shooting touch for Carr. He's got 9 points already in this game. Nelson makes them both, cuts the lead to 6. Warriors trying to relax a little bit here. They get into some man-to-man defense. The 1-3-1 was not successful there because nobody was getting out on the shooters. Tripp penetrates down in, lays it up. He's short. Hatch knocks it over to Stoll. Stoll to the middle of the court. He's got Carr back, ball poked away from behind by Tripp. And that's the young man that Coach Amaya compared to Graham, and that was a Kobe Graham-like play. Tripp about 5'5", maybe, just flying down the floor as fast as can be to knock that ball away from behind. And he's matched up on Stoll in this man-to-man. The Warriors have got to figure out how to take advantage of that. Ball way out high to Colton Rohde. Rohde brings it back across and gets it to Graham by the Warrior head. Warrior's moving right to left in front of me. Graham crosses over, gets into the lane, out to Nelson in the corner. He penetrates into about 12 feet, buries it. Lance Nelson has his shooting touch going. He's got 8 points in the game, and it's a four-point deficit now, 16-12. Rainier, 1 minute to go in the first quarter. Tripp walks it across and gives it to Carr over by the Warrior head here on my right. Ball tipped away as he tries to enter it to Hanson. Hatch with the steal. Rohde comes up with it and gets it to Graham. Graham back to Rohde on the left side. He backs it out to Graham. 45 seconds to go now in the first. Graham looking for Hatch, comes to the high post. He goes right side to Stoll. Nelson cutting around from the top of the key. Run him through. Stoll picks it up now to Rohde. Rohde left side to Graham. 35 seconds to go. Nelson, top of the key, runs into Rohde's screen, steps through, tries to lob it inside. We're going to have 3 seconds in the key. Nelson got tied up there because Rohde and he kind of tried to occupy the same space, and Stoll was trying to post down low. They were trying to go a little high-low action there from Nelson to Stoll. Stoll's got a 5'5 kid guarding him. They've in man-to-man defense, they have got to get him in the low post. Rainier basketball brought up by Tripp. Tripp gets it to Ray. Ray backs it out to the top center circle now. 15 seconds to go in the first. Ray with the ball working on Rohde. Goes right side to Tripp. And then we're going to have a foul. I think it's going to be on Jamie Stoll. That's going to be his second. That's going to bring one of the Stearns boys here. It's going to bring Dylan Stearns into the game with 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jamie Stoll trying to fight through a screen there, picked up his second foul. Jamie off to a rough start here in the first quarter. Inbound for Rainier, right side of the key. Ray trying to find somebody. Finally gets a bounce pass to Tripp, back to Ray underneath the basket. He throws a roller, basically, just a little dribbler back out. Hall gets it, gets to the foul line, and buries it with 4 seconds. Broken play there, works out pretty well. And there's a last-second shot by Graham, comes up way short. So Hall knocks down the 15-footer there to end the first quarter. It's 18-12 at the end of one. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260. We'll be back after these messages.
Some things you can't control, like going in for seconds a third time.
Really good.
Or the fact that all 6 kinds of Meemaw's cookies are so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Or the storm that blows in right before your long drive home. But you can be sure your tires have enough traction to get you where you're going, no matter what Mother Nature has in store. At Les Schwab, we have the tires you need, backed by our best tire value promise. That should settle your stomach, at least until you break into those leftovers.
Oh boy.
Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM McMinnville. Warriors down 18-12 after the first quarter. It was 16-6. Warriors cut into it a little bit there near the end of the quarter when they went to man-to-man defense coming out of that timeout. Finally, somebody guarding Dawson Carr, who made 3 threes in a row to get his 9 points in the first quarter. Warriors are going to trap here coming out to start the second quarter. Hall penetrates to the foul line, gets it to Carr on the left wing. He goes baseline, being harassed down there, gets it inside to Hanson. Hanson lays it up and in. Nice pass from Carr to Hanson. Hanson has 4 in the game. It's 20-12. Graham with the ball now, bringing it across half court. Sets it up at the center circle. Working on Ray. Goes left side. They get the ball to Nelson at the foul line. His shot bounces in. That was Stearns with the assist to Nelson. Sorry about the delay there. I had somebody in my way. Couldn't see what was going on. Stearns made a nice pass from the left wing to find Nelson at the foul line. Now ball's loose on the floor. Nelson pulls it away, and Weigert comes up with it. Weigert to Graham. Graham bringing it up. Warriors trailing 6. Gets it to Nelson. Nelson's been on fire so far. Crosses over. Fakes the 3. Goes right side to Stearns. Stearns cut off there by Tripp. Gets it to Graham. Graham running some clock here. Now gets in the left side to Rohde. Back to Graham. Now throws the lob to Nelson. He lays it up and in. Nice alley-oop. About a 25-foot alley-oop from Graham to Nelson. And Rainier is going to take a timeout. It's 20-16 Rainier. Warriors come into this quarter and outscore them 4-2 to get things started. We're going to stay right here. We've got a few things that we need to speak on behalf of OSAA. One of those is for U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank's been a proud sponsor of OSAA state championships since 1984. Whether you're buying a car, consolidating bills, or paying for one of life's unexpected surprises, U.S. Bank has great rates on loans and lines of credit tailored to meet your needs. Stop in and see what U.S. Bank has to offer. U.S. Bank, all of us serving you. See banker for details, subject to normal credit approval, installment loans, and lines of credit offered by U.S. Bank, National Association ND, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. All right, we're back out of that timeout. It's going to be Rainier basketball. Hall takes the inbound deep in their own backcourt, working on Stearns. Gets the ball across half court, now picks it up. Warriors back in man-to-man defense. Carr with the ball, gets it to Tripp out by the center circle. Tripp, nobody guarding him at all. Gets the ball right side to Dawson. Carr, he gets it over to Ray. Ray swings it left side now to Tripp. Tripp back out on top to Hall, extended 25 feet at the top of the key. Now he goes right side to Ray. Ray with Graham on him, picks up his dribble and goes to Tripp. Tripp starts to go baseline. He's going to get underneath, kicks it out to Hall, almost lost the ball, gets it back to Tripp in the corner. Tripp goes baseline left side now and then kicks it back to Hall. Hall out on top to Dawson, 30 feet, top of the key extended. Working on Nelson, pulls up for a 25-footer way off. Long rebound picked up by Ray, and Ray backs it out, and they reset the offense. All the Warriors were far too close to the basket to handle how long that rebound was. Ray on the right side hits Hansen top of the key. He penetrates in, draws contact, and scores. They have not had an answer for Hansen around the basket so far. He's got 6 points, and he's going to the line. He caught that ball at about 15 feet, took a dribble, got right to the rim, drew contact, and finished. Derek Stearns coming into the game for Weigert. Charles frustrated. Foul's going to be on Dylan Stearns, his first. 15 foul on the Warriors. It's 22-16 Rainier. Hansen at the line for one, and he's long on that one. Nelson with the rebound, getting pushed a little bit from behind by Carr. No call there. So Hansen misses his only foul shot. Time down the court. He's 2-for-3. Backdoor and Stearns. Stearns to his brother, Derek Stearns, and Derek lays it up and in. Dylan with fumbled the pass, couldn't get the shot off, and flicked it to Derek, cutting down the middle of the key, and Derek lays it up and in. 18-22 now. Warriors down by four. Ray in the left corner gets it down low to Hansen. Hansen with Derek on him. Finds a little room. Misses the shot. Nice job by Derek Stearns. Lance Nelson pulls out the rebound there for the Warriors. Gets it across half court, trailing by four, crosses over, gets to about 10 feet. He's bumped off his base, and then we've got a foul, and Nelson's going to go to the line. That whistle was pretty late. I thought they might have called the foul on somebody on the rebound, a loose ball foul, but no, they said that it was a shooting foul, and it's going to be on number three. That's Hall. That's his first foul and 15th foul for Rainier. 5:06 to go in the second. Nelson to the line. Hits the first one. Lance in a very nice offensive groove. He now has 13 points here in the first half. We got a substitution there. Hall comes out and Earls comes back in for Rainier. Nelson, his second one is perfect also. Nelson now with 14, and it's a two-point game. 22-20. Rainier with the lead. Ray brings it across, working on Rohde. Warriors standing there man-to-man defense. Stearns misses a chance of the steal, gets a little help from Rohde. The shot missed by, and then the shot blocked by Nelson. Hansen had the rebound. Nelson blocked it, came down with it, pulls up at the foul line and buries the 13-footer. Lance Nelson absolutely on fire, showing why he is the best player in 3A basketball anywhere in the state of Oregon. Earls now penetrates. It's knocked away. Hansen comes down with it, goes baseline, misses the shot, but he's fouled. I think that's Rohde coming across on the help side defense. Going to put Hansen at the line to shoot two. 4:34 to go here in the first half, 22-22. Hansen's a big body in there. He takes up a lot of space. He's about 6'5 or so, but he's built like a defensive end on the upper body. And Derek Stearns getting a little coaching from the sideline about how to get a body on him. Hansen's short. He hit his first two. He's missed two in a row now, and he might be getting a little bit tired. Jamie Stoll coming back in with his two fouls, going to replace Dylan Stearns. Dylan did a good job both ends of the floor there. He gets a high five from everybody up and down the bench, including the coaches. Hansen back at the line now for his second one. And he misses that one, too. Derek Stearns battling for it with Carr, and Stearns comes down with it. Hansen's missed three in a row now, and I think fatigue setting in on the big guy. Graham walks it across half court, goes over to the Warrior Head, right side of the floor. Warrior Head is 27 feet out, finds Stoll top of the key, and he's going to get another offensive foul. Tripp doing a great job of staying in front of him. And that's going to be the third on Stoll. Jamie Stoll just trying a little too hard to beat him off the dribble. Tripp's only 5'5", but he's moving his feet and staying in front of Stoll. Jamie's got to realize that you're not going to beat the short, quick kid off the dribble. And that's what Coach Amaya is talking to him about now on the bench. Jamie will be sitting for the remaining 4:17 of this half. He'll have to come out renewed in the third quarter and see if he can help out his team. Ray with the ball, working on Rohde, gets across half court, picks up his dribble, goes right side to Earls. Earls knocked away by Rohde, trapped with him and Stearns down there, gets it into Tripp on the baseline. Tripp stepped out of bounds. Warrior basketball, great job. Colby Graham playing defense in the low post. Rainier gives you some different looks because they don't care who's in the low post. They'll throw the ball into him if you're playing man-to-man defense. And Tripp only 5'5". He was posting up Graham down there, not afraid to do it. A good job by Colby to hold his position. Colby with the ball now, penetrates into the foul line area, gets it out to Dylan Stearns, short on the three. Lance Nelson with the rebound, lays it up and in. Lance coming from the far side of the court, came all the way baseline. Nobody boxed him out, picked that up in a little reverse lay-in to give the Warriors their first lead of the game, 24-22 with 3:40 to go here in the second quarter. Hansen blocked at the rim by Nelson. He comes out of there with the ball. Lance playing phenomenal. Gets it to Colby Graham. Right side, lays it up. Misses. And Hansen gets the rebound. Colby Graham couldn't get that one on the glass. He got a little bit deep. Tried to finger roll it. Left side, Earls penetrates baseline. Goes in. Blocked by Stearns. And they call the foul. Derek Stearns had a fantastic block down there. There was absolutely no contact on that at all. But they're going to say he got him with the body down low, which, of course, is what officials say when it's a clean block and they accidentally blew their whistle. So, and I think that's what one of those was. He blew his whistle anticipating that there was a foul there. Derek actually moved his body to the side to make the block. Earls misses the first, though. So at least a little bit of ball don't lie there. He's going to have one more. 3:21 to go in the first half. Warriors with a two-point lead. Earls sets the second one. His first point of the game. And it's Colby Graham bringing it up for the Warriors. Gets it across half court. Dribbling in on Ray. Crosses over. Goes out to Stearns. Stearns on the right side. Dribbles across the key. Finds Rohde for three. He buries it from the left corner. And a foul. And he's going to go to the line to shoot one. It's going to be a chance at a four-point play for Colton Rohde. The whistle was a little bit late. He said that the defender ran into him after the shot. Called him for a blocking foul. I think maybe he didn't give Rohde an opportunity to come all the way down to the ground and finish his momentum on his shot. That's going to be on Earls. That's his third. He's a starter for this Rainier team, but he's been a complete non-factor. He picked up two fouls in the first minute of the game. Rohde misses the chance at the four-point play. You don't get a lot of those opportunities, Colton. You got to take advantage of them. 27-23 Warriors. Tripp with the ball. Grant hounding him. Gets it left side to Ray. Amaya urging his troops on to play aggressive man-to-man defense now. Hands him with the ball at the three-point line. Swings it right side to Tripp. Almost threw it away. Tripp corrals it out past the Warrior Head. Now he walks it to the center circle. Nelson pokes at it. Tripp holds on to it. Swings it left side to Ray. Ray with Dylan Stearns on him. Finds Carr at the foul line. Penetrates in. Flicks it up. Wild shot. No good. Nelson with the rebound. Goes behind his back at half court. Doesn't go over and back, though. And now he resets it to Graham at the center circle. Coach Amaya calling out play two. Graham left side to Rohde. Ball knocked loose. It's tipped, so Rohde can chase it down to the backcourt. And he does. Gets it back to Graham, and they'll reset. Coming up on 2 minutes to go in the first half. Graham left side throws it away. That happened earlier in the game also. Last time it was a steal. Colton kind of faking that he was popping out and then cut back down just as Colby made the pass and the ball went out of bounds. 27-23 Warriors, 2:04 to go in the first half. Warriors have a lot of momentum right now, but they need to capitalize on these offensive opportunities. Carr with the ball, brings it across the equator there, swings it left side to Ray. Ray down there with Rhodey on him, goes right side to Hall. Hall into the game for Earls. Now low post Hansen. Hansen goes to the right hand, down low, misses the shot. Derek Stearns with good position defense. Nelson ahead to Dylan Stearns, takes it in, left hand, lay it up and in! Dylan Stearns with a smooth operating shot there. And we've got a timeout taken by Rainier. The Warrior fans rise to their feet with a minute 40 to go in the second quarter, 29-23 Warriors. This is going to be a full timeout, so we're going to throw it your way for a commercial break. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No. No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is an OSAA State Championship first round game, and OSAA has a number of different sponsors, one of them being Les Schwab. At Les Schwab Tires, they guarantee their service like they guarantee their tires. Backed at more than 400 stores throughout the West, Les Schwab Tires doing the right thing since 1952. Also, if you want the latest information on your favorite high school team, you need to log into OSAA.org. The OSAA has schedule scores, official rankings for all member schools in all team sports at OSAA.org. You'll also find playoff brackets, broadcast schedules, and historical records. Visit OSAA.org for more information. Rainier basketball. Left side, Ray. Three-point attempt there. Strong. Nelson with another rebound. Throws it ahead to Rhodey down the right side. He's already inside the three-point line. Pulls up from 15. Little short there. Derek Stearns with a rebound. Kicked it back out to Nelson. 1:19 to go in the first half. Nelson penetrates in. Gets right to the rim. Lays it up and in. Lance Nelson having a huge first half. 31-23 Warriors. The momentum is completely in Amity's favor now. Ray walks it across half court. Goes right side to Hall. Hall. Bounce pass into Hansen at 10 feet. Steps through, right hand. Misses Nelson with another rebound. Looking down the floor. Now he backs it up and walks it across half court. Gives it to Graham to set up the offense. Under 50 seconds now to go, second quarter. Back door to Rhodey. Takes it all the way in. Gets blocked out of bounds by Carr. A little hesitation. Carr's pretty long. Good athlete. Knocked that one out of bounds. Good block there by Dawson Carr, the 6'5" sophomore. Graham throws a lob to Nelson right at the rim, lays it up and in on the inbounds play. Lance Nelson having as good a first half as he's had all year, and he's doing it at the rim against some pretty good length out there. Tripp trying to get it across half court, finally does. 30 seconds to go in the first half, 33-23 Warriors. We're down 10, now they're up 10. Bounce pass to Hansen, he knocks it in and draws the foul on Stearns. Too much penetration there by Tripp. He was able to get in the lane, and when Stearns slid over to cut him off, he got the bounce pass to Hansen on the left block. Hansen banked it up and in and drew the foul as Stearns tried to rotate back around. That's Derek's second foul here in the first half. That gives Hansen 8 points, and he makes the foul shot. He's got 9, and he cuts it to a 7-point lead. Warriors walk it up with 20 seconds to go. Graham across the equator there. Now goes, hands it off to Stearns on the right side. Dylan backs it out. Now goes to Nelson. Pass picked off by Carr. Carr takes it in. Reverse lay-in up and in. Horrible pass there by Dylan Stearns. He left it hanging. And Carr has 11 now. Graham penetrates in. Finds Nelson. Three-pointer. Buries it at the buzzer. Lance Nelson having a phenomenal first half. He hits the 25-footer at the buzzer to make it a 36-28 halftime lead for your Warriors. What an ending to the first half after an inopportune turnover led to a lay-in by Carr. The Warriors rush it back up with 5 seconds to go, find Nelson, and Nelson had to hurry his shot to be able to get it up before the buzzer. The buzzer went off while the ball was in the air, and he buried the 25-foot top of the key three-pointer. Lance Nelson with the best first half I've seen all year out of any basketball player in 3A. We're going to take a quick commercial break here. We'll be back in just about a minute to give you some first half updates here on scoring and get you set up for the second half. You are listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM McMinnville. Don't go anywhere.
Some things you can't control, like going in for seconds a third time.
Good.
Or the fact that all six kinds of Meemaw's cookies are so delicious. Or the storm that blows in right before your long drive home. But you can be sure your tires have enough traction to get you where you're going, no matter what Mother Nature has in store. At Les Schwab, we have the tires you need, backed by our best tire value promise. That should settle your stomach, at least until you break into those leftovers.
Oh boy.
Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. We are at halftime of this OSAA first-round playoff game between your Amity Warriors and the Rainier Columbians. At halftime, it's 36-28 Warriors. They were down in this game 16-6 with 2:33 to go in the first quarter. And from that point on, it's been a 30-12 run for the Warriors. And finishing off with Lance Nelson burying a 25-footer from the top of the key, extended at the buzzer to end the first half. Right now, you can hear some music in the background. That's the Warriors dance team. They just came back from a tournament earlier today, or a dance competition in which they took first place. And so they're revving up for state competition also, and performing a dance number here for the fans that are in attendance. And we're getting a little rendition of Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes, done with a violin and orchestra, and that's what they're dancing to. So they're putting on a good show here for the fans in attendance. Lance Nelson led all scorers in the first half with 25 points for the Warriors. Weigert had 4, Colton Rohde 3, Derek Stearns and Dylan Stearns 2 each. Jamie Stoll, of course, missing from that scoring tally as he got himself into some foul trouble. A couple of offensive fouls trying to drive on the much shorter and quicker trip for Rainier, and Tripp was able to draw a couple of push-offs on Jamie as Jamie just couldn't get loose. They're going to have to run some different sets for Jamie to get him on track in the second half, as I'm sure Rainier will be making some adjustments to their defensive scheme against Lance. Lance absolutely torching the Nets. I believe I can only think of 2 missed field goals he had in the first half, and if that's true, that means he was 10 out of 12 from the field and 4 out of 4 from the line, including 1-for-1 from 3-point, or 1-for-2 from 3-point range in the first half. Leading the way for the Columbians of Rainier, Dawson Carr with 11. He had those 3 threes in the first quarter, and just that breakaway basket on the steal there near the end of the second quarter for his other basket. Patrick Hansen, the big 6'5 post player, with 9, including 6 free throw attempts, of which he made 3 of them. Tanner Hall with 4, Kamen Ray with 3, and Alec Earls with 1. Remember, this is an OSAA official broadcast event, and one of the sponsors of OSAA is Subway. Subway Restaurants are the proud sponsor of all Oregon School Activity Association Radio Network halftime programs. Be sure to stop by your locally owned and operated Subway restaurant for a wide variety of subs and salads made to order. Subway, eat fresh. For over 55 years, Les Schwab Tires has been committed to providing their customers the most for their tire dollar. Price, value, and selection. Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952. We're going to take a commercial break now. Send this back to Dave Adams at KLYC for a couple of commercials, and then we'll be back to get you set up for the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for good old-fashioned mouth-watering barbecue? Head for Uncle Jack's Barbecue in Amity. This is real barbecue. Everything is smoked right on location, and everything is special, right down to the peanut shells on the floor. And if you don't know what that means, then you definitely need to head to Amity and Uncle Jack's Barbecue. Uncle Jack's Barbecue serves lunch and dinner and also has takeout and catering. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday until 8, and they're closed on Sunday. No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget.
Amcraft Cabinets, 1015 Northeast Alpine Avenue, McMinnville. Call them at 503-472-0318.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball here on KLYC 1260 AM. We got our cheerleaders giving out our Super Fan Award for the night. They gave it out to Lindsay McShane. Lindsay all decked out in USA red, white, and blue colors tonight. And, of course, obviously a huge supporter of our boys team as Lindsay, one of our senior girls here at Amity, who's had an outstanding basketball career. And she's going to have at least 2 more games in an Amity uniform down at Coos Bay. Looking forward to that. The Warrior girls will be playing at 6:30 p.m. next Thursday from North Bend High School. And the Warrior boys, if they can hold on to win this game, will play at 8:15 next Thursday at Marshfield High School. And so if you're able to make it down there, that's fantastic. If you can't make it down there, we will be bringing you all the live action of Amity teams from the 3A State Final Site Tournament right here on KLYC 1260 AM McMinnville. So as we look forward here with about 3 minutes to go at halftime, we look forward to this second half. I think the Warriors will probably stay in that man-to-man defense. They don't want to let Carr get loose anymore for three-point looks, and they had a hard time getting the right rotation and finding the shooters out of that 1-3-1. And the ball handlers for Rainier are pretty solid. Both Casey Tripp and Kamen Ray do a good job of taking care of the basketball. The Warriors had a hard time forcing turnovers, even when they were able to get a trap on them. However, in the man-to-man defense, they really did cause some problems for Rainier in terms of handling the basketball, and almost all the turnovers the Warriors forced in the first half were out of the man-to-man defense. And so I expect that they will stay in that. They may do some trapping out of it. They may not. I think they can play them straight up man-to-man. Derek Stearns did a fantastic job on Hansen in the first half. And once Lance Nelson moved over to playing man defense on Dawson Carr, he really didn't do anything out of the half-court offense again. For the Warriors, I would assume they're going to see a little different look coming back from the Colombians here to try to stop Lance Nelson and his 25 first-half points. And in order to do that, they're going to have to give something else up. And so we'll see if Jamie Stoll can get it going. Devin McShane only played a couple of minutes in the first half, and so maybe we'll see him to take some of the pressure off if they decide to start doubling Lance. They're going to need some shooters spread around that perimeter that can knock down that open look. And Dylan Stearns didn't get a three-pointer off. Maybe got one off in the first half, didn't make any, and just really didn't get a lot of good looks out of that man-to-man defense. But that was because nobody ever sagged off of Lance or off of their man to help on Lance, and I think that may change here in the second half. We're going to take one more commercial break here. When we come back, we'll be ready to go with the start of the third quarter. Our halftime score, Amity 36, Rainier 28 in this boys 3A first round OSAA playoff game. We'll be right back after these messages. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC 1260 AM McMinnville.
We play your favorites. KLYC McMinnville, Newburgh.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Getting ready to start the third quarter here. It's going to be Amity Basketball. Colby Graham inbounds to Lance Nelson. Takes it all the way in. Misses the dunk attempt. Ball knocked loose. Carr comes up with it. The Warriors set up at the opposite end. Hansen fumbles the ball half court. Knocked away by Nelson. They get it back. The Warriors set up going the wrong way. And Rainier fell for it. The Warriors had a wide open look. Nelson tried to throw that down and it rimmed in and out. Hall in the left corner now. Swings it out top to Tripp. Tripp working on Stoll. Stoll playing with his three fouls. Right side, they tried to go inside to Carr, and that one's stolen by Nelson. Warriors back in their man-to-man defense. Nelson with the ball, brings it up. Rainier still in man-to-man. Carr guarding Nelson. Nelson at the center circle. Taking his time, fakes a little screen left, takes it all the way in, lays it up and in. There's no stopping Lance Nelson tonight. 27 in the game for Lance. 1 minute gone here in the third quarter. Warriors now up 10, 38-28. Tripp with the ball, center circle, working on Stoll. Goes left side to Ray. Ray crosses over Nelson, goes all the way to the basket, and lays it up and in down the left baseline. Colby went for the crossover fake, and Ray got himself all the way to the basket. He's got five. Nelson by the Warrior head, penetrates in, steps through, lays it up and in, and a foul! The basket's going to count. The whistle was a little late, but they didn't give Lance room to come down. Lance now with 29 in the game. 40-30 Warriors. It's going to be on Tripp. That's his third, and they cannot afford to lose Tripp. He is, I think, the most important player on the floor for them. The players all kind of getting together, five of them there in a huddle to try to clean up some of the sweat off of the floor from where Tripp hit the ground. But he undercut Nelson as he came down. He was trying to get over there to draw a charge. Got there a little late. Nelson hits the free throw, and Lance having a very special first-round game now. He has 30 already. 6:44 to go in the third quarter. Tripp bringing it up. Three fouls for Fred Tripp. Three fouls by Stoll. Hall goes baseline, lays it up and in. Again, a gamble on the perimeter leading to an easy basket and then a traveling call on Colby Graham. I'm not sure Colby's going to be in this game very long. If he doesn't settle down, he's made a couple of unforced turnovers, and those are not characteristic of Colby. Usually he takes good care of the basketball. He's struggling a little bit tonight, and he gets a traveling call here. Inbound stolen by Jamie Stoll. Jamie takes off down the left side, takes it all the way in, lays it up and in! Jamie Stoll with his first 2 points of the game. A great steal on that inbound. Makes it an 11-point lead, 43-32 Warriors. As we come up on the six-minute mark here in the third quarter, Tripp walks it across. Half court. Now he penetrates in, goes in on Weiger. Wild reverse lay-in. Nelson comes out of there, throws it ahead to Graham all by himself, takes it up, lays it in. Colby Graham with the assist from Lance Nelson. Colby Graham with his first 2 points of the game, and it's a 13-point Warrior advantage now. Stoll gets a screen there by Carr. Carr trying to get a three off Stoll, and Nelson stopped that. Now he gets the ball to Ray. Ray to the foul line, picks up his dribble. Stoll on him, throws it right side, knocked away by Rohde, and saved. And Hansen comes down with it. He takes it in, blocked by Nelson. Hansen gets it back, goes up again. Nelson blocks it again, and Stoll comes out of there with the ball. Stoll weaving his way through traffic, and now he slows down at the Warrior head and gets it back to Lance. Lance fakes the three, takes it in. They're going to get him for steps. Lance Nelson traveled, shuffled the feet a little bit as he tried to penetrate in. That's about the first thing Lance has done wrong all night. 45-32 Warriors. Lance Nelson blocking shots, getting rebounds, and making everything under the sun tonight. He's got 30 in the game. And he just blocked back-to-back attempts by the 6'5 Hansen right at the rim. Ray walking it across the equator, gets it across the timeline there, and moves left, pulls up at the three-point line, dumps it inside to Hansen. Hansen on Weiger. Weiger deflects the shot. Nelson comes out of there with another rebound, throws it ahead to Stoll on the left side. Stoll gets bumped by Tripp. Stoll gets it back, kicks it out on top to Graham. Jamie Stoll, a little tightrope back there on the baseline to save that. Tripp came really right underneath him, didn't give him a chance to come down. The officials didn't decide that wasn't a foul. Stoll now with the Warrior head to my right. Warriors going left to right here in the second half. Graham out on the top of the key, penetrates in, a little floater, knocks it down from 10 feet on the left side. Colby Graham with his second bucket here. Actually, it was probably about 6 feet. He took one more step and floated that one in on the left side of the lane. Tripp brings it across, 15-point Warrior lead. Tripp working on Stoll, now trapped by Stoll, and Nelson gets it to Carr. Carr takes it in, short jumper, no good, and he gets called. Going to go to the line for two. I think they're going to get Weiger after the shot, kind of following through there. Charles did a good job of getting in front of him. Nope, they're going to hit Colton Rohde. Charles did a good job of challenging that shot, and Rohde must have come across from the side and got him on the help defense. So Carr goes to the line, 4:30 to go in the third quarter, 47-32 Warriors. First one good by Carr. He has a good-looking stroke. If you leave him alone, he's a deadly shooter, but he has a hard time getting his own shot against man-to-man defense, and he hasn't been able to get a good look yet since the Warriors went to man-to-man. That time, Nelson left him to trap with Stoll on Ray, and Ray was able to get the ball to Carr, and that results in two made free throws for Dawson Carr. 13-point Warrior advantage. Graham brings it across timeline, fakes the handoff to Stoll as he comes around by the Warrior head. Now he backs it out, starts to penetrate, backs it out, now finds Stoll going back door. Stoll kicks it back out, and that's going to be an over and back, and that's just going to be out of bounds. It was a nice try to get Jamie going back door on the shorter Tripp, but I'll tell you what, Tripp is a tenacious defender. He is indefatigable out there, just a constant motor, and he's caused fits for Jamie so far tonight, even though Jamie's got him by about 7 or 8 inches. Earl's into the game. He's got the ball. He brings it across half court, working on Rohde. There's a carry. Nice job by Colton Rohde to take away the easy drive. And as Earl's tried to turn the corner on him, he brought up the high dribble and carried it. Derek Stearns and Devin McShane into the game, replacing Stoll and Weigert. 4 minutes and 5 seconds to go here in the third. Warrior basketball. Graham gets it into Nelson, almost stolen by Carr. Now knocked away. Finally, Nelson gets it back, goes right side to Rohde, and they back it out. Good defense there by the Colombians to keep Nelson from being able to get anything going. There's the flick to McShane. McShane hands off to Nelson, top of the key. McShane looks at a three-pointer from 23 feet left wing. Stead bounces it over to Nelson. Nelson backs it out on the right wing. He's on the angle here by the Warrior head. Working on Carr. Starts to go baseline. Pulls it back out to Rohde for three. No good. Derek Stearns battling, and Hansen comes out of there with it. Stearns and Nelson fought over that one. And there's going to be an offensive foul as Ray runs down Devin McShane, and that gets a huge round of applause from the Warrior fans. Devin McShane got back, saw Ray with a full head of steam, stood in there and took it. Like getting hit by a running back there as you're just standing there. Ray just lowered his shoulder and plowed through McShane. Graham to inbound on the Colombian baseline, gets it into Stearns. Stearns back to Graham, and he'll bring it up on Ray. 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Warriors up 13. Little lull in the scoring here. Colby trying to get things started. Gets a screen from Derek Stearns. His pass tipped away. Stearns comes down with it. Gets it back to Graham. Graham resets. Penetrates in. Bounce pass to Stearns. Stearns up. Misses a shot. Hansen and Stearns battling. Ball out of there. Grabbed by the Colombians. Tripp comes out of there with it and walks it across. Now he gets it over to Earls on the right side. Rohde on him, gets a little screen from Carr. Earls to the foul line, throws it out of bounds off of Hansen. No, they're going to say tip by Stearns. I thought it went off of Hansen's arm and out of bounds. Earls a little shaken up. Derek making sure he's okay. It's going to be Colombian basketball. We've got Aaron Avery into the game for the first time. Looks like an inside linebacker. Quick shot by Earls. Out of bounds off of Avery, and it's going to be Warrior basketball. 2:47 to go. Scoring's gotten a little erratic now, with both teams struggling a little bit to figure out the opposing defenses. Graham gets it across half court, hands it to Nelson. Nelson with Carr on him, swings it left side to Rohde. Nelson goes baseline, gets the pass from Graham, knocked away. Graham retrieves it, swings it back out on top to McShane. McShane with Tripp on him, sizing him up. Starts to penetrate, gets it to Rohde on the left wing. Rohde backs it out now. Far right side, excuse me. Rohde starts to penetrate, ball knocked away. We're going to have a reach-in foul on Avery. Warriors trying to spread them out and penetrate and kick against this man-to-man defense. It's first foul on Avery, third team foul. Really not a lot of fouls here. Three for Rainier. Now they're going to pick up a fourth one on the inbound. That's going to be on Carr grabbing Nelson as they try to inbound the ball. Just one team foul on the Warriors so far. That's Dawson Carr's second foul. 2:17 to go in the third. 47-34. It's been that way for a couple minutes. There's the lob inbounds right at the front of the rim to Nelson, and he lays it up and in, and the Warriors are going to take a timeout. They're now back up by 15. That's 32 for Nelson. He's got 7 this quarter. We're going to take a quick timeout also. You are listening two. No, we're not. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here because sometimes they don't go for a full 30 seconds. But while we're on this little short break, let me mention that you can earn rewards, exclusive discounts, and preferred rates with a U.S. Bank package. Choose a silver, gold, or platinum checking and create a package with the features that are right for you. U.S. Bank. All of us serving you. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, N.A., member FDIC. 2:14 to go here in the third quarter. 49-34 Warriors. Reset this for you here. It was 36-28 at halftime. Warriors have outscored them 13-6 here in the third quarter to extend that 8-point lead up to 15. Colombian basketball. Carr on the right side by the Warrior head. Tries to go back out top to trip. McShane almost got a hand on it. Wilson into the game for the first time to play some defense in there. There's a bounce pass inside to Hansen. He flicks it up, misses. Ball loose, and they're going to have a loose ball foul, I think, against the Warriors. I think it's going to be on Devin McShane battling in there. Rohde knocked the ball out, and Stearns came down with it. Hanson's a big body. You got to really box him out physically. He's not quite what Prinzing is from Horizon, but he's a similar type player. Quick inbound to Carr. He misses, and the ball goes off of Derek Stearns and out of bounds. That was a nice little inbound there as Carr dove from the foul line down the left side and missed the short jumper. Warriors in a 2-3 zone. They get the ball to Hall in the left corner. He rims a three in. That one almost didn't stay in, but it finally dropped in for Hall. He's got nine in the game. 49-37 Warriors, minute 40 to go in the third. Nelson working in the at the foul line. His shot blocked from Hall, and now we're going to have a foul on Carr as Nelson tried to drive on him. That's going to be Carr's third. Nice help defense by Tanner Hall coming across from the right side. Nelson had made a little drop step move to create a little space on Carr, and Hall came from the side, blocked the shot. Nelson got it back and then spun to the hoop and drew the foul on Carr. Carr coming out. And Ray coming back in. So they get a lot smaller out there. They've got four guards and one post on the floor. McShane, left corner on the inbound. Backs it out. Working on Ray. Gets to the foul line. Bounce pass to Rohde. He penetrates to the right angle there at the foul line. And he's going to get fouled on the shot. And Tanner Hall. No, is that Hall? Yeah, Tanner Hall protesting right in the official's face to no avail. He picks up his second foul and puts Rohde on the foul line to shoot two. So the game's gotten very choppy, kind of erratic on both ends. A lot of loose balls, ball out of bounds, some fouls. Rohde hits the first one. Warriors need to get back into finding some rhythm on the offensive end. They had that early here in the third quarter, but they haven't been able to find it the last 3 minutes or so. Rohde hits a pair, though. That'll help. Moves it back to 14, 51-37, and the scoring's right where Coach Amaya wanted it. He was hoping for 70 in this game, and he knew it wouldn't be easy. We've got a blocking foul against Wilson as Tripp tries to drive. His first foul. Just the third team foul on the Warriors. 16 fouls on Rainier, so the Warriors are going to be shooting the rest of this game. So it could be a lot of free throws coming for Amity if they stay aggressive on the offensive end. Avery with the ball. Brings it across. He's doubled by Wilson. McShane finally gets it back to Tripp. Almost had a steal there. Tripp gets it to Ray, left wing. Back out to Ray, or to Tripp, excuse me. Tripp into Avery. Avery throws up a wild shot with the left hand, and in it goes. Avery with his first bucket of the game. I think that caught the Warriors off guard. Avery's only about 5'8", 5'7". Wilson, top of the key, crossing over on Avery. Now out to McShane. McShane fakes the three, gets cut off by Ray. Goes to Wilson. Wilson penetrates into the foul line, pulls up from there. 15-footer, buries it. Brandon Wilson with his first bucket of the game. Didn't play in the first half. Comes in and gets that back to a 14-point lead. 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Ray left wing. Warriors now in a 2-3 zone, giving them a little different look. They didn't show that at all. Wilson knocks the ball away. Tripp gets it back to Avery. Avery at the foul line goes between Nelson's legs out in the corner to Hall. He misses the three. Ball loose. Ray gets it after McShane tipped it. 15 seconds now in the third quarter. Tripp left side to Avery. Avery penetrates in on Stearns. Throws it up. Misses. Ball's loose on the floor. And Ray comes out of there with it. Backs out. Throws up a wild three. No good. And Rohde gets the rebound. at the end of the third quarter. So it's 53-39 Warriors after three. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYZ. We'll be back after this commercial message.
We play your favorites. KLYC, McMinnville, Newburgh.
Some things you can't control, like going in for seconds a third time.
Really good.
Or the fact that all six kinds of Meemaw's cookies are so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Or the storm that blows in right before your long drive home. But you can be sure your tires have enough traction to get you where you're going, no matter what Mother Nature has in store. At Les Schwab, we have the tires you need, backed by our best tire value promise. That should settle your stomach, at least until you break into those leftovers.
Oh boy.
Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball here live from Amity High School. 8 minutes to go here in this one. As we get ready to start the fourth quarter, the Warriors with a 14-point lead, 53-19. And if you remember back in the first quarter with 2:33 to go in the first, it was 16-6 Rainier. From that point, the Warriors have outscored them 47-23. That's Warrior basketball. We would like to thank the following sponsors for supporting Amity Warriors basketball on KLYC Radio: Uncle Jack's Barbecue, Amcraft Cabinets, Country Financial Insurance, Davison Auto Parts, Mac Packenship, and Macy and Son. Warriors get a turnover right away as the Rainier Columbians throw the ball out of bounds. So the Warriors take it over and bring it down the floor. Wilson crosses over, gets into the key. Now to Stoll. Stoll starts to penetrate, and we've got a blocking foul on Tripp. That's going to be his fourth. Stoll with a good aggressive drive, even with his three fouls. That's 17 fouls. Going to put Stoll on the line to shoot one and one. And so it'll really just come down to the Warriors salting this away at the foul line, I think, because they're going to continue to be aggressive in penetrating against this man-to-man defense, and that usually means that you're going to draw some fouls. Warriors just have three team fouls of their own. They clean up a little sweat off the floor there. And Jamie goes to the line. First one is up and rattles in. Little short, front rimmed it, but got a good bounce. Jamie just 3 points in the game. Jamie a first team all-league selection, but he hasn't shot well for several games. Not sure if he's nursing an injury or if he's just forcing things a little too much, but he gets both free throws there. It's a 16-point game now. Comfortable lead for the Warriors, 7:44 to go. Need to just keep playing good fundamental defense. Wilson picks the pocket of Tripp, and Wilson takes it over to Graham. Graham misses. Stoll follows it up and lays it in. Jamie Stoll following the fast break. Never gave up on it. Carr with the ball. Warriors up 18 now, 57-39. Tripp out by the center circle. Warriors in a 2-3 defense. Goes high post to Carr. Carr down in the left corner to Hall. Hall, the three is short. Stoll with the rebound. Gets it to Graham. Graham over left side to Wilson. Wilson crosses over. Gets to the baseline. 15-footer. Buries the rainbow from there. Brandon Wilson with a pair of buckets here in the second half. He's got four. And the Warriors are now up 20. Salting this one away early. Baseline drive by Hall. He reverses it up and in. Nice job by Tanner Hall to get that one in. He's got 11 in the game. It's the leading scorer in the game, except actually Carr is with 13. And Hall with 11, the two leading scorers for the Columbians. Stoll pulls up at the foul line, rattles that one, won't stay in. Carr with the rebound. Ray up the left side, penetrates to the foul line. Out to Tripp, three-pointer, no good. Rohde with the rebound. Carr knocks the ball out of bounds. Going to be Warrior basketball. Carr's got good, quick hands. He's a nice defender. But he just can't handle Lance Nelson. The Warriors have gone away from Lance a little bit simply because they haven't needed to go to him, I think. Lance has 32 in the game. Stoll walks it up the middle of the floor. Nobody on him. Hanson's his man. He's picking him up at the top of the key. Stoll should be able to take Hanson off the dribble. And that's what Amaya's telling him right now, to clear out a little bit and let Jamie do this. Hanson not comfortable out. He's 30 feet out from the basket. Stoll crosses him over, drives down, pulls up, gets it back out to Graham. Graham working on Earls. Goes left, top of the key now to Wilson. Wilson crosses over a couple times, pulls up from 15, misses that one, gets his own rebound. Gets it down to Jamie Stoll on the baseline. He misses. Nelson would have followed that one up and in, but Stoll is fouled. He's going back to the line. Nice job by Brandon Wilson to follow his own shot. He scrapped on the floor for it and then made a nice little bounce pass to Stoll, who had inside position. It's the eighth team foul against the Columbians. I didn't see who it was on. It didn't pop up on the board there. Stoll hits the first one. Jamie's starting to add to his scoring total now. He's got seven. 5:47 to go in the fourth. Stoll with his second. And it's perfect also. Maybe that'll help his outside shooting also. He's got eight in the game. It's a 20-point lead, 61-41 Warriors. Tripp, center circle now. Starts the offense left to Hall. Hall looks at the threes. Trapped there. Gets it back out on top to Tripp. Tripp against this 2-3 zone. Goes high post to Carr. Now they go to Hall for a three-pointer left side. He misses. Stoll with the rebound. Wanted to push. Backs it out and gets it to Graham. Graham crosses over and sets it up. Right side to Wilson. Bass the Warrior head. Wilson drives on Tripp. Backs it out a little bit. Now he starts again. Crosses over top of the key. Goes right corner to McShane. McShane out to Graham. Graham with Earls on him. Graham starts the drive and then backs it out. Coming up on 5 minutes to go in the game and a 20-point Warrior lead. Graham, little crossing over back and forth, gets it to Stoll. Stoll, top of the key, drives in, bounce pass to Nelson, lays it up and in. Jamie Stoll with the assist. Lance Nelson with his 34th point there of the game. Great penetration by Stoll, and that's what you want when they extend that man-to-man defense out to 30, 35 feet. Hall, left corner, starts to drive, cut off by Wilson, gets it back out to Tripp. Tripp, right side to Carr. Carr has done no damage since the first quarter, really. Hall goes baseline, lays it up, misses that one. Stoll high for the rebound. Stoll dribbles out of there, pushes it up the floor, and then slows it down, directing a little traffic there as he crosses half court. Crosses over on Hansen, goes back to his right hand, gets it out to McShane. McShane loses the dribble, chases it down, and gets it to Graham. Graham starts to drive, backs it out. He's got Earls on him. Graham crosses over, then goes baseline to McShane. McShane underneath to Nelson. Nelson kicks it back out. He's traveled. He was trying to kick it back out to Graham. Graham hit the three after the foul was called. But Nelson turns it over on the baseline. He got a little deep down there, and he was kind of walking the tightrope of the baseline and shuffled his feet a little to keep his balance. 4:14 to go in the fourth. Warriors up 22. Tripp jogs across half court with it. Goes left side to Carr. Carr down to Hall. Hall with a 15-footer. No good. Lance Nelson high for the rebound. He comes out of there dribbling, then backs it out and gets it over to Wilson. Wilson playing extended minutes on the guard position there to offset some of the quickness of Rainier. Wilson up, ball knocked away and stolen by Tanner Hall. Hall goes up the left side. Wilson says, hey, my bad. Nelson with the steals. They try to get it to Carr. Gets it back to Wilson. Wilson slows it down, flicks it over to Nelson. To Graham. Graham brings it across half court. 3.5 minutes to go here in the game. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson to Nelson. Nelson hits Stoll going back door. Lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Jamie Stoll. Says a little something to Tripp. Tripp laughs. I think Jamie said, finally, I got you on something, because it has been a long night for Jamie Stoll trying to score. They're going to say it was an intentional foul called on Tripp, and he's going to be out of the game. I think Tripp must have grabbed him as Stoll went up. There were no hard feelings, I don't think, between the two of them. Stoll made a little comment about, something about the foul. But they're going to count the bucket, and they're going to put Stoll on the line, they're saying, to shoot two for the intentional foul. So they're going to sort this out here. The official coming over to talk to the Rainier coach. 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. We've got a little break in the action here. Tripp coming over to hear what the official is saying, because I don't think he was trying to do anything intentional, but he's out of the game. That's five fouls, but they haven't notified the official of it yet. Stoll hits the first one. Jamie having a real nice fourth quarter here, a lot more active as they've gone to Nelson in the high post and looked for Stoll to play off of that a little bit. He hits them both. 67-41. Rohde and Weigert return to the game. Tripp's still on the court, but he's got five fouls. And I don't know if they're going to actually notify the officials of this or not. Avery into the game and Hansen into the game. So they're going to let Tripp play with five fouls. I'm not sure what's happening here, but maybe there's a mistake on the board. Maybe the book has him with four. Graham inbounds to Weigert as he cuts down the lane, lays it up and in on the inbound. So the Warriors get a 6-point trip because of that flagrant foul. And the bench is going to be emptied here at the next dead ball. 3:20 to go. Warriors up by 28 now. Hall in the left corner. Throws it back out top. Stoll with the steal. Takes it in. Tripp coming from behind. Stoll lays it up and in. Jamie Stoll piling it on. Finally gotten himself untracked here on both ends of the floor. Of course, it helps when you're in the game and not sitting on the bench with foul trouble. Avery goes right at the rim. Misses Nelson with the rebound. Avery fouls him. No call. Nelson saves it back into Rohde, who gets it to Graham. Under 3 minutes now to go in the game. 30-point Warrior lead. Since that 10-point deficit in the first quarter, the Warriors have absolutely dominated this game. Hall with a steal as Graham gets lazy with the pass, takes it up, and makes the shot on the right side. I thought Colton Rohde might get a hand on that. He wasn't quite able to get there. Inbound pass. Stoll takes it. Tripp undercuts him. No call there. And then Tripp still harassing him there. Stoll backs it out. And now backing down a little bit. Finally gets it to Graham. Graham way out on top. Up on 2 minutes. Goes over to Stoll. Stoll on the left side. Hands it back to Graham. Graham fouled by Earls. Trying to reach in and poke that away. And that'll bring in five new Warriors here on this dead ball. And that'll get a standing ovation for Lance Nelson and crew as they exit the game. But it won't be just yet because Colby Graham's going to have to go to the line and shoot one before the substitutes can come in. Colby with 4 points in the game. Going to have two foul shots. That was the 10th team foul against Rainier. Colby makes the first one. They're going to say lane violation on Weigert. No shot. So that'll go down as a missed free throw for Colby. And the subs are coming in. Standing ovation for Lance Nelson, Weigert, Stoll, and Rohde as they come out of the game. Great effort the last three quarters by those young men to really put this one in the back pocket and seal it up here in the third and fourth quarters. Graham's going to have one more. Made the first, but it didn't count. So Colby's still with 4 points. And he misses the second one. Rebound by Hansen. Tripp brings it across half court. Goes right side to Earls. Earls penetrates in. Reach in foul on Graham. Graham fouled him on purpose because he wanted to let Dylan Stearns get into the game. So Colby picked up a quick foul. Dylan Stearns into the game. So it's Dylan and Derek Stearns. Clint Hatch. Brandon Wilson and Devin McShane with 2:04 to go here in the game. 71-43 Warriors. Tripp with the ball. Warriors now in man-to-man defense. Good screen from Avery on McShane. Avery bounced past to Hansen. Blocked by Clint Hatch. They're going to call a jump ball. What a block by Hatch. And that's going to be Warrior basketball. I don't think Hansen had any idea Hatch could get up like that. Warrior basketball. They stack it up. Wilson wanted to go long to Stearns. Can't do it. Bounce pass in to McShane. McShane brings it up across half court. Earls on him. Penetrates to the foul line. Goes right corner to Derek Stearns. He penetrates in. Dumps it down low to Hatch, and Hatch scores. What a great pass by Derek Stearns to find Clint Hatch down there underneath the basket. Kind of a little throw-down pass as he jumped high in the air. Looked like he was going to shoot and then threw the pass down to Hatch. Tripp. Working right side on Dylan Stearns. Draws the foul. Flicks up the shot. No good. But he'll go to the line to shoot two, as they call it, a shooting foul. I thought he got fouled on the drive. Dylan Stearns with his second 15 foul on the Warriors. Minute 27 to go in the fourth. 30-point Warrior lead, 73-43. For a while, it looked like the Warriors might have a hard time with the physicality and the aggressive defense of Rainier. But once Lance Nelson got his game heated up, it was all over. Tripp makes the first one. That's his first point of the game. Call his name a lot. He does a lot of things, especially on the defensive end. Not much of a shooter, but he's definitely the engine that makes them go. And he did that in the first quarter. But once the Warriors kind of figured out what Rainier wanted to do, it's been all Amity. McShane penetrates top of the key, bounce past the Hatch. Hatch lays it up and in and draws the foul on Hansen. Great pass by Devin McShane to find Clint Hatch down on the right block. McShane beat his man, and as Hansen slid over a step to cut him off, a great bounce pass, kind of a backhanded bounce pass over to Hatch. Hatch laid it up and in. Hansen trying to get back to him, clobbered him. Hatch misses the foul shot, ball tipped loose. Tripp comes down with it. Pass ahead to Hall. Hall goes in. Blocked by Brandon Wilson. And taken out of bounds. Brandon Wilson just stuffed Tripp as he penetrated in, trying to score there. Ball out of bounds to Rainier. 1:11 to go in the fourth. Avery to trigger it in. Left side of the key. Gets it into Hall. Hall penetrates in. His shot high off the glass. Misses. And Wilson gets the rebound. Great defense there by Stearns, Derek Stearns, to affect that shot. McShane, top of the key, penetrates, wraps it around to Hatch, and Hansen gets a steal out of there. He gets it to Avery. Avery pushing hard up the right side. Under a minute now. Throws up a wild shot. No good. Hatch with the rebound. Gets it back to McShane. McShane, top of the key, pulls up from 24, buries it. Devin McShane with the first open look he's had all game, and he sticks the 23-footer from the top of the key extended. 30 seconds to go. Just icing on the cake there. Hall, right side three-pointer, air ball. Hansen with the rebound, blocked by Hatch. Hansen gets it back, lays it up and in, and draws the foul. Hatch with another block shot down there. Hansen gets the bucket. He'll go to the line. Hansen had 9 points in the first half. He's up to 11 now in the game. And he'll get a chance at a foul shot here with 27 seconds to go in this game. Rainier came in, played hard in the first quarter, but was absolutely no match. And they thought there were two foul shots. Everybody stopped. Hansen ended up with the ball. Avery got the rebound after Hansen missed. And everybody stood around thinking there were two shots coming. 15 seconds to go. Warrior basketball, 78-47. Looks like it'll probably be the final here. Wilson to McShane. 10 seconds now. McShane holding the ball. 5 seconds. He'll dribble it out. Warrior fans on their feet. They know they're headed to Coos Bay. 78-47 is the final here in Amity as the Warrior fans give out a huge round of applause. Justin Amaya, first thing he did after the buzzer was go over and find Casey Tripp, number 4, the point guard for Rainier, and put his arm around him and tell him that he did an outstanding job tonight. That kid may not be tall. He may only be 5'5". He is one outstanding defensive basketball player and a good point guard that really makes them go. And Jamie Stoll gave him a little extra hug as they went through the line, too. And great sportsmanship by both teams here. Carr, as he goes through the line, getting a little extra talk from each one of the coaches as they tell them, they tell Carr what a nice ball player he is. Coach Amaya now talking with him, telling him to keep working on his game and that he did a great job. Lance Nelson walking by Carr to give him a little pat on the rear and tell him great job. Warrior fans are kind of waiting here for the coaches to finish talking, and then they will head out there to congratulate their players. What a fantastic night of basketball here for Amity. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will wrap things up, give you some totals, and set the stage for Coos Bay. Here we come, Amity Warriors. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC, 1260 AM at McMinnville. We'll be right back.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking for good old-fashioned mouth-watering barbecue? Head for Uncle Jack's Barbecue in Amity. This is real barbecue. Everything is smoked right on location and everything is special. Uncle Jack's Barbecue serves lunch and dinner and also has takeout and catering. They're open Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday until 8, and they're closed on Sundays. Uncle Jack's Barbecue is 2 doors down from the Chevron station on Highway 99 as you're going through Amity.
Welcome back. This is Jeff Clark wrapping things up after this Amity Warrior playoff victory here in Amity over the Rainier Columbians. Warriors were led by Lance Nelson with 34. He had 25 of those in the first half. Jamie Stoll finished with 14 all in the second half. Charles Weigert had 6. Colton Rohde with 5. Brandon Wilson, Colby Graham, and Clint Hatch with 4 each. Devin McShane with 3. Dylan Stearns and Derek Stearns each with 2 points. I got to say, you know, there's a lot of guys you can point out besides Lance Nelson that did some really good things in this game. I would like to point out, obviously, Lance gets the player of the game honors from me with just an unstoppable offensive game that he showed tonight that the Rainier Columbians had absolutely no answer for. But I'd like to point out the work that Derek Stearns and Charles Weigert did on Hansen, the big guy down low. Hansen started that game out. He had 9 points in the first half. He had 6 in the first quarter. And then Derek Stearns got into the game, and between he and Weigert kind of trading off minutes there, they really did a good job of bodying up Hansen, keeping him off the glass, making it hard for him to shoot. Hansen missed a lot of shots at the rim because of the defensive presence of Stearns and Weigert. So great job by both of those young men. Derek Stearns giving the Warriors a great lift off the bench tonight. Also, point out Jamie Stoll, who really had a really tough first half, picked up 3 fouls early, only played about 3 or 4 minutes in the first half, 2 offensive fouls, really out of sync, and came back in that game in the second half and really showed his mettle by staying under control, not picking up any more fouls, being a smart basketball player, and making sure his teammates were set up for success. Not really trying to force the issue. So a great job by Jamie to show his composure there in the second half. You know, and for the Columbians, you know, they came out guns blazing. Carr hit 3 threes in the first quarter as the Warriors 1-3-1 had some holes in it that the Columbians were able to exploit. But once the Warriors went to man-to-man, this game was over. It was 16-6 Rainier, 2.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. The first quarter ended 18-12, Rainier. Over the course of the next 3 quarters, the Warriors outscored the Columbians 66-29 from the end of the first quarter on. 66-29. That is what playoff basketball looks like. It's what the Warriors have brought all year, and it took them a quarter to get going, but once they got rolling in the second quarter, it was lights out for the Columbians. We'd like to thank, again, our sponsors that support Amity Warriors on KLYC Radio, Uncle Jack's Barbecue, Amcraft Cabinets, Country Financial Insurance, Davison Auto Parts, Mack Pack and Ship, and Macy and Son. Now, looking ahead, next Wednesday, Warrior Girls will be playing at 6:30 p.m. Or excuse me, next Thursday. I think I've said Wednesday a couple times. I apologize for that. March 3rd, next Thursday, the Warrior Girls will be playing at 6:30 at North Bend High School. And if you give me just a second, I will pull up the girls' bracket and tell you who they're playing. That was decided last night, I believe. The Warriors, oh no, it has not been decided yet. And that's because it's between Lakeview and Portland Adventist Academy. Portland Adventist does not play until after sundown on Saturdays, so they don't play a Friday night game. Once sundown on Friday occurs, they don't play again until sundown on Saturday. And so Portland Adventist did not play last night. They're playing tonight. So Amity will play the winner of Lakeview Portland Adventist Academy. It should be PAA. And that was a team that the Warriors lost to earlier this season here in our court, but we didn't have Lindsey McShane playing at the time. Warriors are playing much better basketball now than they were then. Now, the Warrior boys will be playing at 8:15 at Marshfield High School, and they will get the winner of Portland Adventist and Harrisburg, who are playing tonight. So you can get on osaa.org. Go to basketball. You can see the brackets for boys and girls. They'll have those all filled in later tonight. You'll be able to see those final scores and what the matchups are as we go down to Coos Bay. We will be bringing you all the action from Coos Bay, whether it's a boys game or a girls game. We will have live radio coverage for you right here on KLYC 1260 AM McMinnville. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. We want to congratulate the Warrior players and coaching staff, Coach Amaya and guys there, and the great job they did tonight and the wonderful season they brought us. This is, of course, the last home game of the year. It's been a great year for Amity fans. They've come out in throngs, packed this place out, standing room only crowds, game after game after game, and they've been treated to some great basketball all year. All right, we're going to wrap that up then for tonight. Final score here in Amity. The Warriors 78, the Rainier Columbians 47. Warriors advance into the Final Eight at Coos Bay along with the girls team. That's where we'll be coming from next Thursday evening. So join us here if you can't be there on KLYC 1260. So for everybody else involved, for Dave Adams and everybody else that's helped out on our end, Kimmy Romy and Derek Barnett with setup and information here on my end, we want to wish you a good night and go Warriors.
We play your favorites, KLYC, McMinnville, Newburgh.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget.
Amcraft Cabinets, 1015 Northeast Alpine Avenue, McMinnville. Call them at 503-472-0318.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Transitions in life. Sometimes it's difficult. One of the biggest transitions is when a loved one leaves us. Macy & Son is there for you, a trusted friend for 5 generations in Yamhill County. At that time, you will have lots of questions, and you need someone to walk with you every step of the way. Burial or cremation, and a myriad of options. Let Macy & Son walk that journey with you. Macy & Son McMinnville, 5 generations helping with funeral and family needs.
The Oregon School Activities Association thanks you for listening to this OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tires State Championship event. Les Schwab Tires celebrating more than 55 years of pride and performance. U.S. Bank proud to celebrate its 31st year of supporting OSAA State Championships. We hope you enjoyed this broadcast of an OSAA State Championship event.